Committee. Its charge, deciding whether to draft articles of impeachment against the president. We have a report from AP correspondent Saigar Meghani.
Today's House Judiciary impeachment hearing will feature four legal scholars looking at whether President Trump committed impeachable acts. One will be a Republican witness, George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley, who will tell the panel Democrats are bringing a slipshod case against the president. In an opening statement obtained by the AP, Turley says the president's call with Ukraine's leader was anything but perfect, and a case for impeachment could be made, but not on this record. The other three witnesses called by Democrats will argue for impeachment. Michael Gerhard from the University of North Carolina will say if Congress fails to impeach here, then the impeachment process has lost all meaning. Saigar Meghani, Washington.
At the NATO summit in London, the host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, looking ahead, today sounded a clarion call for the alliance to build upon the past.
At this council, we have the opportunity to strengthen the unity of purpose that has made NATO the greatest and most successful alliance in history, and to take the new steps that are profoundly necessary to ensure another 70 years of peace and security.
President Trump at the summit met today with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He also took on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. At issue, overheard remarks from Trudeau and others that the president spent too much time on long news conferences. Mr. Trump reacted by calling the Canadian leader two-faced, then canceled another scheduled news conference in London. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. China is expressing anger over passage of a bill by the U.S. House targeting Beijing's crackdown on millions of ethnic Muslims, especially the country's Uyghurs. The vote was 407-1.